This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV program. Time for us to discuss the most important stories of the day here on the air and on our podcast at DJVshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in to listen to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and me discuss these issues. Help yourself to comments, Twitter, at DJVshow, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/DJVshow. And as I said, podcast replays, the whole thing. I was looking at something that was posted on Facebook yesterday from a woman who drives an hour and a half to work every day in Lake Havasu out in Arizona. And she listens to us on her way to work. And then she listens to another hour and a half of us on her way home from work.
That's so nice.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. She even knows how to find it.
I wonder where she's going, because there's not a lot of traffic around Lake Havasu.
I know.
So she's got to be really traveling. Let us know where you're going.
That would be nice to know.
In the right way. Right.
That's correct, Amundo. All right, so Jennifer, the latest, what's the latest, I guess, is the best question here to get started with Mr. Kavanaugh and the reaction to more charges against him.
Well, the story now is the fallout over this New York Times article, which a lot of the reporters are now kind of scrambling to CYA, or cover your rear end, for those driving with the family. If you missed the story, this has been unfolding over the last several days. The New York Times had two reporters that wrote a book about a new allegation against Brett Kavanaugh, the justice for the Supreme Court that was confirmed last year amid lots of controversy and allegations and all of that, which none of them really, I don't think, panned out with any proof. So the New York Times runs a piece, this kind of like, an excerpt from the novel. They ran it in the New York Times as a separate piece over the weekend. And in that piece, they report that there is a woman who claims that Kavanaugh in college exposed himself at a party and then a friend or something pushed his private parts into her hand. Well, the problem with all of this is that the said victim, or the alleged victim, doesn't remember this ever happening. And that was left out of the piece that ran in the New York Times. So it took someone who is a conservative pundit who actually read the book, because this person, Molly Hemingway, wrote a book all her own about Judge Kavanaugh, about the very controversial hearings that he endured when he was becoming a Supreme Court justice. And she said, wait a second, guys, you're leaving out this key fact. Well, the New York Times then had to go back and amend their piece talking about the victim, who said that she doesn't even remember this attack, and also acknowledging that the person who started the story was an attorney with ties to the Clinton campaign. So now the New York Times reporters behind this piece are scrambling, saying that maybe the New York Times removed the details from their original draft in the editing process, saying it wasn't them who tried to mislead people. The New York Times walked back their report, saying that this piece was adapted from the forthcoming book and that perhaps pieces of information got left behind. The paper was forced to issue an update that included the significant detail, I think we could agree, pretty significant, that the victim doesn't remember, that several of the friends of the alleged victim said she did not recall the sexual assault. The newspaper also stated for the first time that the alleged victim refused to be interviewed and has made no other comment about this episode. So now everybody's trying to scramble at the New York Times to try to save face, because Trump and many others on the conservative side of the aisle who are feeling defensive of Kavanaugh are saying, wait a second, we need to slow this down, because the 2020 Democrats called for his impeachment, six of them at least, and it's been just sort of a mess, people jumping to conclusions, and this guy still has to go home and face his family every single day.
Well, so we do in the age of
convict
no
and then ask questions later, right?
Right, truth decay and jumping to all the stuff. I even actually, what did I say yesterday, Victoria? I'm trying to remember how we approached this. I just said, I wasn't really talking about Kavanaugh at all. I just would like to find somebody who's clear
mm-hmm.
through and deodorized too.
Well, you said you didn't think he was a great legal mind, so
no,
that was really,
yeah. That was where I came to. I mean, I don't think, This is a lot of this. These people jump on the bandwagon. The New York Times and the Post are so eager, and Huffington Post so eager to put down anything that has anything to do with Trump. And it just it becomes a joke. It's not news. It's a joke.
Did Durbin take on this? Yeah, I think. Well, that's it.
Senator from Illinois, Democrat.
He was asked about the prospects of Democrats taking up an effort to impeach Justice Kavanaugh, and his response was, "Get real." He said, and I think this is right. He told Politico,
"Well,
we've got to get beyond."
Graham said the same thing.
Well, of course, but Republicans, you would probably expect to say that. Dick Durbin is a prominent Democrat. He said, we've got to get beyond this impeachment is the answer to every problem. It's not realistic, and that's how we are now being identified in Congress. As the impeachment Congress, we run the risk that people will feel we're ignoring the issues that mean a lot to them as families, and I think that's right. The more calls for someone who there's no hard evidence of anything against, that's going to be used in election propaganda against Elizabeth Warren, against Kamala Harris, against the six Democrats, Pete Buttigieg, all these people who called for impeachment. The one who didn't and who's smart and actually shows his prowess a bit is Joe Biden, who said we need more investigation. We need to know what's really happening
Biden's
here.
Biden's never going to get on a bandwagon like this. Never.
You would hope not. But, I mean, he's been pushed to do a lot of things we didn't expect him to do because the left of the party pushes him in that direction. But he actually had a more measured response than some of these other candidates.
Well, because he's been around for so long, and scandals are nothing new. This isn't like a new thing in 2019, you know? He's probably had people that he, for 40, 50 years, he's probably known a lot of people that maybe he liked and respected. Maybe he didn't, but he saw what they went through. Some of the accusations were real. Some weren't. I think that his experience tells him better to not just jump on some sort of trendy thing of let's cancel everyone. We live in cancel culture now, and that's not his old. That's not his way. That's not his era. So he's never going to relate to it.
No. So this is the shiny quarter. If you'll pardon me for being distracted for a second here, we were. Acknowledging that Mr. Snowden, Edward Snowden, has a new book out on the market. And I noticed we were wondering how he makes a living in order to stay in Russia. Well, as I approached my job of looking around to see what's going on, I observed that the Russians apparently have pulled off a breach. The Russian intelligence community apparently has improved their ability to decrypt secure communications, and they are now tracking devices used by the FBI, some of the elite FBI surveillance teams, which, of course, ups the ante when it comes to the spy game. I'm betting that Snowden had something to do with that. So it just is, you look at...
It seems very...
Still makes four.
Yeah. I wonder if he... I don't know. Is he allowed to go anywhere else? I guess we don't know if he's gone
outside of Russia?
Else. Yeah,
hard for him, too. Like, extradition laws would prevent him from going other places. Because that's the problem. He's just avoiding court here. He's avoiding his trial. And
right.
Yeah. So he has a limited amount of places to go. It's very similar to Assange.
Mm-hmm. We're going to visit some of the comings and goings of Californians with Jennifer in the focus and other things going on. Today is voting day, too, by the way, for a lot of people in a lot of states. Don't forget to get out and vote. 4:15 on the DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The Geek Out. Alan Moore's graphic novel Watchmen is an epic tale of superheroes with problems, and it's a classic. HBO has released the final trailer for its upcoming series Watchmen, but it's important to know it's not a remake, but a sequel that takes place years later and is not written by Moore, but by Damon Lindelof of Lost, Leftovers, Prometheus, and Star Trek fame. It appears the story will revolve around how the events of the original books influenced society years later and the growth of masked vigilantes, masked bad guys, and masked good guys. Lindelof has called the original books his Old Testament. Watchmen debuts on HBO on October 20th, and we've posted the trailer on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So I said today is a voting day. There also is some news from California. Apparently they voted there to let college athletes turn recognition into profit, as LeBron James did. He didn't actually go to college. He went right to the NBA.
No, that's why. He wanted the money, so he chose not to go to college. Yeah.
Yep. So
this
he's been advocating.
Huge debate for a long time.
Okay, you want to take the helm on this?
I'm torn on it.
Why?
Why am I torn on it?
Yeah.
I'm torn on it because I think college sports should be college sports, and they shouldn't be corrupted by money, because I think what you have right now with California is that all the athletes that are going to want to go into a college program are going to try to come to schools in California because they're going to be able to get paid for all their stuff, and some of the other schools, not only will the schools suffer, but the kids are just going to be clamoring to get into certain schools that will pay them. But at the same time, if the school's going to be profiting off of them, this is where I'm torn. The
right.
College athletes aren't making their share. So as much as I think it should just be college, if we're going to make it a profiting league, then I feel bad that the players aren't getting a cut. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't even, there's not an issue usually where I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about this.
I'm the same way. I remember in my college, I took like a persuasive writing class, and there were a bunch of student athletes in the class, and one of their persuasive speeches was about how, you know, athletes should get paid, and everyone else in the class just kind of laughed it off, like, okay, that's ridiculous. And as someone who went to a school with fairly big sports, University of Maryland, I mean, those kids got hundreds of dollars of free clothing.
Free
books.
Yep.
They got stipends for books, and then if they didn't use all the money, because they, like, most of them were in communication classes, so it wasn't really expensive, they got to keep the money afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think all of it, I think anything that they make should be put into a trust, and when they graduate or when they declare that they're going pro, then they have access to the trust. That would be my solution.
That's a good idea.
But then you look at the whole, we were talking about this yesterday, I think, the day before, whenever it was, about the these football programs, the coach we had, I focused on a coach at some school making $4 million a year. This is a college football coach making $4 million. And you said, ladies, that
it brings in a big draw. Then,
But then, but what's the priority?
I don't think the
athletes.
What are
you going to school for?
Well, you know, I you're not going to get rid of that. You're not going to get rid of college football. It makes way too much money.
I am on that. It's all about money, which is a lousy lesson to teach the kids, I guess. 21 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back to the We Back Tour from Jason Aldean and our musical focus here 24 after the hour. DJ Beers, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with you, underscoring his new tour starting in January. I guess it's amazing we're talking about January already. The tour follows the release of his upcoming studio album titled Nine. We assume from that he's done eight albums before this?
Correct.
How about that?
Ninth.
I got it. Aren't you proud of me, Victoria, that I figured it out all by myself? That album is out on the 22nd of November. The 2020 We Back Tour starts January 30th of next year. Show at Columbia, South Carolina's arena there. Visits arenas and coliseums around the U.S. So he's on the road from January through March. 20-day tour stops in Louisiana, Orlando, Madison, Wisconsin. Ends up in St. Paul, Minnesota on March 14th. On tap to support Jason Aldean on select dates, Morgan Wallen, Riley Green, DJ Silver. Tour derives its name from this single that we're listening to here. Along with announcing the release date of the new album, Aldean issued another three tracks beside We Back. One of them is called Blame It On You. Keeping It Small. Oh, no. What is it? Keeping It Small Town? And I Don't Drink Anymore. Is that true? Was he a big drinker?
Well, apparently the song goes, I don't drink anymore or any less.
Or any less.
So,
right.
Okay.
I don't think he's quit.
Okay.
He's just leveled out a bit.
That was cute the way you said that, Kara. He doesn't drink anymore or any less.
Well, I can't take credit. He wrote the lyrics. So.
He wrote the lyrics. Okay, sorry. I can give you credit. You don't have to.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway, after this Nine is released, he's going to go to Las Vegas, too, for a three-night tour there. Has he ever done a residency? What's his story with residencies? Is he big enough to do a residency?
I don't think he's big enough to do a residency, but I don't think he has done one yet in Vegas, no.
Do you think he would? I mean, he's obviously the one who was singing.
He won in that shootout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he likes to travel. Maybe he'd like to do a residency. I don't know. I haven't talked to him lately, but next time I'll ask him.
All right, let's move. Your boyfriends, Jen.
I know.
Gosh.
Let's move over to Wynonna, releasing a new song called The Child. Listen to a little bit. the horse thing. She was the entertainment gender.
From the California coast to Kentucky.
Does she live in California?
I don't think so.
Yeah. She did when she was younger, because I was reading about the lyrics to this, and she said it's very autobiographical, that I guess when she was very young, that with the, her, she and her mom and whoever the mother was married to at the time, they lived in California. And
is
then
Ashley
they lived
with
in Kentucky. I don't know.
That's how Ashley got started. Ashley Judd in movies and stuff, acting. Anyway, my scouts tell me Wynonna has teamed with her label mate Cass McCombs to write this song, The Child, billed as The Frothy Pit. Wynonna and McCombs appeared last Thursday at a music show in Nashville's Mercy Lounge. Anybody ever go there? Did you go there when you were in Nashville?
I don't know Mercy Lounge, no.
Mercy Lounge. Getting to work with artists like Cass McCombs has broadened my musical horizons, made me even more grateful that even after 35 years, I still love the creative process. There's something very attractive about her, and I'm not sure I know what it is, but I find her very sexy and very, she's just kind of, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's the name. What do you think? Wynonna. So, you think that's what it is? Okay. So, congratulations to her. Yes, I think that's a good way of putting it. Thank you, Jennifer. Better. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Republicans are swinging back at Democrats who are using a New York Times article that ran back on Sunday as a reason to renew calls for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh to be impeached or resign. Among those talking about it yesterday were Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said on the Senate floor,
"The latest allegation was blasted out by a major newspaper despite the apparent lack of any corroborating evidence whatsoever."
President Trump told a campaign rally crowd last night it's the New York Times reporters behind the story who should resign. General Motors and United Automobile Workers Union officials will be back in negotiations today as a nationwide strike enters day two. The talks yesterday reportedly tense as they're arguing over wages and health care. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm
Bob Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour here on the DJV program, we have neatly packaged up lots of information, the best material of the day for conversation. We includes me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to go into something here that you'll notice I'm holding my breath because the story itself, the information, will take your breath away. And it's one of those things that it's hard to dance around, new study. So I guess this would be, could we consider this, Victoria? You can hear my hesitation in my voice. The introduction, the way women are introduced into the act of love, which isn't really love.
Well, it's not exactly what we would describe this as. Well, so this is a new study that comes from the Journal of American Medicine, the Internal Medicine. That's the branch that this study has just been published in. And it is a very alarming study. And this is just U.S. women. This is not women around the world. This does not take into account third world countries and things like that. This is just in America. For 1 in 16 U.S. women, their first sexual intercourse experience was rape. And that is, that means that's about 3 million U.S. women. And most of them were in their teens. And those women, obviously, according to this study, they faced long-term health consequences compared to peers who had a voluntary first experience. Researchers based their analysis on an annual survey by the CDC, and that asked women 18 to 44 if they chose to have sex for the first time of their own free will. Of the respondents who answered no, sometimes reporting multiple types of coercion, 56% described being verbally pressured into having sex, 46% said they were physically held down, and 25% said they were physically harmed. And so I don't know. It's when you think about it as a woman, you think that this is something that, you know, you hear about the statistics of women on college campuses and being sexually assaulted and things like that. But you really, I don't know, for me, I don't want to put words in anyone else's mouth. But to me, this study is shocking. I cannot believe 1 in 16 U.S. women, rape was the first experience they had with sex. That is just something absolutely
from like a
needs
parent's
to be
perspective.
Done.
Like, what do you, as a parent, do you think this could be my daughter or perhaps my son that's participating in all of this? I don't know.
The average age of the woman.
Tough lesson to teach.
Yeah. Of the people who of the women who responded that their first experience was rape, the average age was 15 for the woman, and the man was significantly several years older. It's very upsetting. It really is. And
yeah.
Something needs to be done
upsetting.
About this.
What do we do?
Some kind of education, actual repercussions for rapists. I mean,
yeah, look at Brock Turner. I mean, we always go back to that, but, you know, look, what are the repercussions? You know, he had basically nothing. He got away with it.
I understand that it's hard to prove sometimes, and that so many people don't come out and say something. And as a 15-year-old, I can understand why someone wouldn't even be able to comprehend what has happened to them until later, or wouldn't know how to address it or how to go talk to someone. And so I understand why those people...
They were somewhere they shouldn't have been. You know, they were probably at a party. Maybe they were drinking, and then they're afraid to tell anybody because they weren't supposed to be there in the first place. And, you know,
I don't know. It's like
I think so much of it is party culture, too. We have to, as girls, I know I was lucky, and I'm sure you guys were, too. I was lucky to have a good group of girlfriends. When we went places, we all kept eyes out on each other. Like, it was very much a protective thing in some ways. But not everybody has that, you know, and that's too bad, because as women we have to start thinking, okay, if there are a lot of predators out there, how do we protect ourselves?
God,
and,
you know,
but the predator thing too.
It's sad we have to think about that, but it's true.
It is, but, you know, we also, you know, in this article, which is on USA Today, there's a sex education specialist, his name is Dan Rice. He says inadequate sex education in schools contributes to the problem. He also said, quote, yeah, he said our culture teaches people not to be raped instead of teaching people not to rape. And I think that there's a lot of validity to that. These are not predators in trench coats, you know, like these are boys, sometimes the same age, a few years older, who also think, oh, it's not that big of a deal because maybe they know a guy friend who coerced a girl into having sex. You know, that show, I know Kara and I watched it, 13 Reasons Why, all the jocks basically were just going around raping girls, but
about ad nauseum here.
Right, and they do.
It's also different.
But the problem, though, is none of them consider themselves to be rapists.
Right,
and
that's a huge part
of the problem.
I think men think that girls need to be coerced, and so what they think is coercing a woman is taking as being preyed upon.
Right.
And we speak different language. I mean, really...
that's very important. That's
we
right
really
there.
speak different languages. The way women interpret sex is way different than how men interpret sex. And when you're that young, it takes... I mean, gosh, it took me till 40 to realize that. I mean, if you're a kid, you don't maybe realize that you're just not speaking different languages. Maybe you don't want to be a rapist. Maybe you think you're just...
Right, that's what I'm saying too. It's not just like, you know, creepy guys and, you know, like Ted Bundy. I mean, these are regular students as well who, you know, I think a lot of what that guy says, the sex education specialist, this stuff needs to be addressed in school. And so many parents don't want, I don't know, the schools don't want to deal with it. Parents don't want to deal with it.
Right there. What you just said is perhaps the most impactful part of this discussion, although every single angle that you have discussed. I'm a man sitting here listening to you. I don't have the same perspective that you do, so I want to hear what your perspective is. That's why I was a little uncomfortable when you said you wanted to do this, but then listening to the conversation is very important. And it brings me back to something. We were talking about how I taught and what education ought to be about in terms of having a whole group of people work together for a generalized overview of what life is about. Education ought to be a generalized view, not 2 and 2 is 4, and this is a subject, and this is a predicate, and this is the history of America. No, that's not what life is about. That's why school is so irrelevant. And part of what makes it irrelevant is we have these stupid, autocratic people who run oftentimes the school departments who have this mindset that, for example, when you're teaching health education, you're teaching kids how to do it. That's the most ignorant point of view. I don't even understand how people who don't have an education, and this is not prejudicial. I mean, I don't think I'm elitist because I have an education. I told you my grade point average wasn't that great. But I'm an intellectual in the sense that I'm curious and I have a quick mind and I absorb stuff. So the number that I got in graduating from school meant nothing, really. What meant something was being educated to the world. And this is part of this education about our bodies, about what goes on psychologically, the difference that you said, Jennifer, than men and women. You all have said things that were very important to this discussion. And hopefully it doesn't fall on deaf ears. Mothers and fathers ought to be teaching men how to be men. And this is not how to be a man. This is how to be, this is how to grow up and be a problem for society and a problem for yourself. Men don't teach other men how to be a man by saying when they're either they have their first experience, there, that a boy, and pat them on the back. I get speechless when I get to stuff like this because it's so frustrating to hear your stories, to hear the attitude that is ignorance personified. And yet it is, oh, the good old boys, yep, that's good. I was 18 when I had my first experience or whatever is said by.
Yeah, but I think Victoria was definitely right when she said that so many people don't even, they just don't consider themselves to be rapists.
That's part of it. Yep.
So they're not necessarily going around and patting each other on the back and saying, oh, you raped her.
But you had her.
But I think part of the issue, too, is that so many people, men and women, don't think that you can be raped in a relationship, that if you have sex and you're dating each other, that it's consensual. And I think that's probably, maybe some of these 15-year-old girls are at parties, or maybe a lot of them are also dating guys
who are
a few years older and they have a boyfriend. And because that boy is maybe 18 or 19 and, you know, that's all he's thinking about, but she's only 15 and is maybe not ready. But, you know, once the time comes, you're in that situation and people don't understand, partially because of health education, don't understand how to say no or don't understand that you can say no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they're in a relationship, so many boys think that, you know,
there's a lot of girls who struggle with self-esteem, too, and think that if they don't, that they're going
to
somehow lose
the
boyfriend,
yes,
or that they're not,
mm-hmm,
you know, I mean, so much of that deals with what girls go through, too.
Yeah. Yep. In a moment, another study, the results of another study, this from a completely different page, but yet it is something that has value, which we will discuss in a matter of moments right after these important announcements.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for their time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know, before I leave, or we all leave this conversation, I saw something that I thought was interesting. Jennifer, the state of California is going to require abortion, not abortion bills, what are they requiring? What am I missing here? There's some new requirement that the pills be available to all students.
Right. Morning after pills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really. Is that a good idea or not?
They're over the counter in every place now anyway.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. I take less issue with college campuses, more issue with what California is doing at the high school and even grade school level by allowing Planned Parenthood to sponsor the schools essentially and putting their number on student ID cards. I think that's a step too far. But once you're in college campuses and adults, you're going to have access to a lot of this stuff anyway. So I think it's hard to argue with what adults have access to. So, yeah.
Mm. But back to the business about education and parents taking a role that's important. I mean, we all talk about the parents having an ABC, you know, the birds and the bees conversation. Nobody ever had a birds and bees conversation with me. And when I started, to have it with my son, he looked at me and he was about 12 years old and he said, "Dad, I know all that stuff." But at least you need to take the initiative one way or another, because they're going to find out one way or another. 10 before the hour, food for thought on the DJV program.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Well, you know what? Coincidentally, there is a doctor in the house. He continues to be one of my favorites. He is my favorite chiropractor for sure. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who not only is a Nuka chiropractor, it's an exclusive club, that Nuka Chiropractic Club. They have their meetings on Friday afternoon at 3.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Also a GAPS practitioner. He does have our attention. So our focus here in this portion of the program is about your diet, something that we talk about a great deal in all aspects of our broadcast. And those of you who eat an unbalanced diet, which is clearly 35% to 40% of the population, here's one more thing that is a result of you eating crap. How's that for an introduction?
Well, no. In fact, that's probably a very good description of the Western diet that has been taken over by the large agri-corporations, the food industries, the milling industries.
Prepared food.
Someone came along and said, you know, we can alter the content of these things coming out of the ground to get long, long shelf life. All we have to do is take out what actually is beneficial to the body, put in a bunch of stuff that makes it look and smell and taste like food, and then we can put it on the shelves for 6 months.
You're getting a kick out of this. Last night I was in the middle of nowhere. I had gone out to do some farm work with a friend of mine, and it was dark, and Daisy and I were on our way back, and I was starved. I hadn't eaten all day. I hadn't had time. I just didn't grab anything. So I was really hungry. And all I saw, this is a sort of a small town, there's a Wendy's in the town. And I remembered that Wendy's had baked potatoes. And anything else on the menu there, I wouldn't eat. But I stopped, and I got a baked potato, and I put butter or something that they call the butter, something that wasn't butter, but it was, you know, supposed to be butter, and a little salt on it and pepper, and that was my dinner last night. And I actually felt like it was, you know, potato skins are good for you. I don't know how much. Maybe I got about 50% out of that. But, you know, that's me thinking, okay, what's there? I'm hungry. What can I eat? How many people actually do that when they go into a place to look at what's on the menu? Are you thinking about what's going to happen to your body? And now this thing boils it down to what's happening to your eyes.
Well, it is, because the eyes, the optic nerve that forms the retina in the back of your eye is an actual part of the brain that extends out of the skull into the, you know, the optic area there.
Right.
And it is a direct connection to the brain itself and a very, very good indication. You know, just like your teeth are an indication of the condition of your bones, the retina is an indication of the condition of the nervous system. And so we see a rise in AMD, age-related macular degeneration, in the cultures, the same cultures that show a rise in cardiovascular disease, a rise in arthritis, a rise in cancer, a rise in other kinds of degenerative conditions like Parkinson's and central nervous system problems. These things seem to have larger populations where you have diets that are centered more around overly processed foods. Rather, I mean, when you go in there and get a baked potato, at least you got something that came out of the earth.
Right. That's what I was thinking. But there's the best foods for your eyes: beef, carrots, citrus fruits, eggs, fatty fish, green vegetables, nuts, seeds, sweet potatoes, water. Okay, so that all makes sense.
And yeah, you move back towards those foods, you're going to have healthier eyes.
That's the diet that's good no matter what. I mean, with the exception of beef, I don't eat it. I know that it's good in the main for people.
Clean beef, mind you, not commercial.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Let's get healthy. Talking about what's in our diet and what we're eating is just another example of the eyes, but your whole body is crying for you to take better care of it. If you're heavy and you want to lose weight, get it the right way. Get into shape. Get healthy the right way with Calitren. Calotren. It is the only all-natural product that is aimed at helping you lose the weight and keeping it off. That's the choice. You want to lose it and keep it off. The secret is get on the program, stay on it, and we're here to help you get on the program. Go to Calitren.com. The big sale. Use the code DJV. You get free shipping. There's a big sale, big numbers. Save a lot of money and save yourself, more importantly. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Calitren is the secret. It's a great weapon. It really is. It's easy to do and follow. Calitren at Calitren.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.